The Health Fix podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today, I have Deb Peretz on the line. She is going to be talking all about karmic success. And you might be thinking, what in the world is that? Well, don't worry. We're going to go through it because she's a karmic success coach for entrepreneurs. She uses the science of astrology, and in particular, your birth chart, which we'll talk about what that's all about, to determine how you've evolved to become the person you are today. So Deb's clients integrate their business passions into their karmic journey, and they transform their lives. Now, Deb has a PhD in education, so she's got an extensive background in how adults learn and think and also grow, which for a lot of us, that's kind of the hard part. So she's there to help us achieve our goals and all of what we want to do with business and life. And today we're going to be talking about her upcoming webinar, Coaching by Moonlight, How Moon Phases Can Guide You to Your Best Life. And we're going to be talking about how you can understand a little bit more about your birth chart and evolutionary perspective and how you can reduce stress and overwhelm in your life while also increasing joy and abundance. So it's a happy podcast. Stay tuned, everybody. Here we go. Deb, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Janine. This is exciting to be here.
Well, we've got a lot to chat about because as we chatted before coming on the podcast, I had said, well, I know that I am on the cusp of a Leo in Cancer, and that's about as far as I ever dove into my astrological signs and charts and things of that nature. And of course, when things go wrong in the office, people always tell me, well, it must be Mercury in retrograde. But that's the extent of my knowledge. So I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about how we use birth charts and how we can kind of link that into getting to where we want to be in life.
Great. I just want to jump in and say, whenever people talk to me and say stuff, oh, I don't know much about astrology, I always feel into what they're saying. And it's like, oh, okay, she clearly has a lot of this. So she clearly has a lot of this. So you may be on the cusp of Leo in Cancer, but I can tell you, you probably have a lot of fire energy in your chart.
I think my husband would agree with you on that. He's a fiery little gal there who is always up for some kind of task. Now, in terms of working with clients, because a lot of people, I'm sure you come into contact with this, you know, I'm a naturopathic doctor and acupuncturist and a little on the fringe of woo-woo. And so a lot of people might be like, okay, what are you doing? Reading tarot cards? Like, how does the process begin to work with you?
That's a great question. So what I always say is that it all starts with the birth chart, which is your curriculum for this lifetime. So the type of astrology that I do, it's different from traditional astrology. It's called evolutionary astrology. And the idea is that we are eternal souls that choose to come in for a time to a body to learn particular karmic lessons and to grow as a soul. So the birth chart is the life curriculum. This is what you're here to learn. And this is what you've been dealing with in previous lives. And it's likely to be the karmic baggage that's going to keep you stuck if you're not careful, right? So that's where I start off. Let's look at your life curriculum. What are you here to learn? And then we take it from there. And I use a wide variety of approaches, as you mentioned, because I come from a background in education, which is mainly cognitive psychology, developmental psychology, and a personal passion of mine, applied neuroscience. I use a lot of tools and techniques from positive psychology, as well as the more woo-woo techniques like tarot and feeling into energy, a lot of journaling, meditation. But the core curriculum of how I get my clients to help them reach their success is based on the birth chart.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever even looked at a birth chart. What does it look like? How do we access these things if we wanted to peek at something like that? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, the birth chart is actually a map of the planet positions in the sky at the moment of birth. And it's usually set up in a wheel shape that's divided into 12 houses. I wish I had an example to show you, But it's easy to get one for free online. There are several places that will, I think astrology.com, you can get a free birth chart. And I'm also happy any listeners would really like to see their birth chart. They can get in touch with me and I can get them their birth chart. As long as they don't get 500 requests, because I do it by hand, unlike the astrology.com. But again, it's a map of the planets at the time of birth. And we use the term planet with the original meaning, which is moving body in the sky. So we include the sun and the moon as planets, even though they're not technically planets. We also look at the nodes of the moon. So astrology isn't astronomy. And I say this out there in case there are any scientists who have a background in astronomy. It's like, oh, well, that's just wrong. It's not that it's wrong. You can't look at it from the lens of astronomy. Astrology has its own language. And when we're talking about the positions of the planets in signs and houses.
Wow, that's really cool. I'm interested in looking at what my birth chart looks at like, and I know that you do some consulting as well. So folks, if you are interested, of course my dog would decide to bark at this time. You can go over to Deb's website, debperetz.com, and you can see all her offerings for consulting. Now, in terms of looking at someone's life pattern, we all have this pattern, right, in which we live. And I think a lot of people are in this world of deeply trying to figure out, why am I here? What am I supposed to do? And I think a lot of people are lost, especially now with COVID. It seems like a lot of folks are coming up as being just like, okay, the previous life pre-COVID wasn't working for me. Now I had a moment to pause and I'm going, what do I do with my second half of my life? Do you find that there's a certain age or a certain time of life where we tend to like have cruised through and then all of a sudden hit a wall?
Absolutely. There is definitely life cycles and we see it in the birth chart. So for example, age 29 is the signature year for most people. We call it the first Saturn return. The planet Saturn comes full circle to where it was when you were born. And that's a big change. And, you know, and if you just start polling a bunch of people, what were you doing at 29? What was going on for you at 29? You'll find that a lot of people, their lives tended to shift. They got married, or maybe they had their first child, or maybe they changed careers. Another one is that around age 42, there's the Uranus opposition. So yeah, there are these big markers across the lifespan that make a difference. And one of the interesting things about COVID is 2020 wasn't random. 2020, well, astrologically, was an incredibly intense and heavy year. And I'll share a little known fact for people who aren't familiar with astrology, but astrologers have been saying, you know, in 2020, we're going to have Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. And in the past, that generally meant pandemic. Literally, I have, you know, you can see if you go back in time, you'll see recordings of astrologers in 2018, 2019 saying, let's get ready for 2020. Hopefully it won't be a pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was what happened was we had this Jupiter and Saturn has this 20-year cycle where they come together in the more or less the same place in the sky, astrologically speaking, not astronomically speaking. And every 20 years, historical astrologers, mundane astrologers, they map out human history according to this 20-year cycle. So this, the conjunction was December, I think it was 21st of this past year, but we felt the energy beforehand. But what was unusual about this conjunction is that the planet Pluto joined it as well. So for much of 2020, we had these three powerhouse planets getting so close together in the sky that they were feeding on each other, making big events happen. So we all knew this was going to be a huge year. We didn't know how huge or in what way. We did know that a pandemic was in the offing. But the other thing to answer your question is astrological events are never happened to torture us. They're always here for growth. There's, you know, there's a reason for everything if we can find that reason. And the reason is good. I have a lot of clients that will say, you know, as hard as this year has been, I've really grown a lot and changed my life around for the better as a result.
I think that's a huge point, is the growth component, because a lot of times like I told you when we first got started talking, I was like, oh, I'll look and see if what the Leo astrology thing says, and then I'll look and see what the Cancer thing says since I'm on the cusp, and then I'll decide which one I want to go with for the day. But really, I'm not falling into my lesson. I chose to take the easy route, if you will. And I find it interesting that you mentioned 29 and 42. I am 42 right now. I was 29 when I pretty much lost my mind the first time, as I quote it. And my husband gave me a book about turning 30 because he thought that maybe it was that. And I was like, no, it's not really turning 30 that freaks me out. I was trying to explain to him that there was this internal, like, I don't know who I am and what I'm going to do with my life when I grow up kind of thing. And I had maybe been out of Bastyr two and a half, three years at that point. And so it was interesting how the career you choose, sometimes you go, what have I done? And I think a lot of people look at that, and obviously I'm still a naturopath, so I'm still embracing it. But at the same time, there's folks that have like, I don't know why I did what I did. And I think 29 seems to be that year. I don't know if you find that common.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. And then at 42, they're often reassessing, did I make the right decision, right? And, you know, and that those are just two examples, but the whole life cycle is mapped out. And it's very funny that clients come to me usually when one of these big things are happening.
Interesting. Now, is there, when you say there's something to learn and we're all on our journey for learning, is there a particular pattern in which folks fall into in terms of what they need to learn? Is there commonality of it, or is it we all have these different things, or is there like a rooted like pathway that folks seem to be stuck in?
Yeah, that's a great question, because a lot of times when I talk to people who aren't familiar with astrology, they just know about the sun sign, right? Sometimes I'll be talking to someone that's like, oh, wow, yeah, you definitely have a lot of Gemini in your chart. And they'll say, oh no, I'm a Cancer. And it's like, that's your sun sign, but there are still 9 other planets in there that are part of your makeup. The sun is a very important part of it, maybe one of the most central, but the other ones are also as influential. So we're not just, humanity isn't just divided up into these 12 sun signs. When you look at a birth chart, it can actually be so complex that it could drive you insane. I think one of the professional astrologer's first task is to decide to what level of detail they're going to, you know, put their cutoff. So, yeah, we're different. And the lessons that we're here to learn are different. But to answer your question, the starting point is to look at the nodes of the moon. There's the south node and the north node of the moon. And evolutionary astrologers call that the karmic axis. The south node represents your karmic baggage, your karmic past. The north node represents your evolutionary intent, what you're here to learn, what you're specifically here to accomplish. Now, this is the thing. A lot of people think of karma like, oh, if you steal from someone in a past life, someone will steal from you in this life. That's not what it is. It's more bad habits. So if in a past life you were betrayed by people close to you, and usually this happens over a series of lives, you will likely come into this lifetime feeling or expecting people close to you to betray you. So you might come in suspicious. So the past life karma is more of a bad habit to break, or things that get us stuck. And we don't naturally flow towards our evolutionary intent, which is represented by the north node of the moon. That's our reach. That's our goal. That's what we're here to learn. But that past life karma can be so sticky, we may not make it out of that, the karmic traps. And it may take us several lifetimes to reach that evolutionary growth journey, because it requires us to get out of our comfort zone. And funnily enough, human nature, we would rather stay in a familiar situation that's toxic to us than take the risk of being vulnerable and get outside of our comfort zone to grow. Maybe you found that even without astrology.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I think a lot of people have found that. I mean, myself included, I think a lot of us, you know, go through life and choosing the easy route, kind of like me choosing whichever pathway looked good in terms of my astrological reading. And so I think it's interesting that you mention this comfort zone and trying to get out of the comfort zone, and that if we have a lot of karmic past going on, we might really struggle to get out of it. I think this could give folks a lot of insight in terms of why the same pattern keeps happening over and over. Because in my office, I feel like I'm half naturopath and somewhat counselor, because it is what it is. It's life, right? But I do find that for a lot of folks, I kind of bang my head against the wall too and go, well, why can't we get that mindset to change? Why can't we get that body to change, that soul to change? And it seems like there's something deeper to it here. And so what does someone do when they have a lot of karmic baggage that they have to weed through? Is it possible to actually pull through all of it and get to where you want to be?
Well, you know, the nice thing about the universe is that it continuously gives you opportunities to course correct, right? So, you know, we're born, we grow, and we go off track, we stay stuck, and then the universe will kind of shove something in our path, which is an opportunity to course correct. And we have free will. That's the whole thing about evolutionary astrology. We have free will. The planets don't determine anything. They give us direction. It's more like a GPS, a roadmap. So yeah, you could ignore that sign. And then later the universe will give you another sign. It'll be different, right? So you don't need to go to an astrologer. In fact, many of my clients, they're past midlife. And when we look at their chart and we review the karmic overview, we see that they've learned a lot of their lessons. You know, it took longer perhaps. So what I say about with the astrological counseling is it's rocket fuel. It turbocharges your growth, because you don't have to guess at what the right path is. I can say, oh, all right, well, with your north node in Leo, what you're here to do is going to have something to do with allowing yourself the vulnerability of going out there and putting yourself out there and being the center of attention and exposing who you are in one way or another. Now, someone with that north node in Leo has that south node in Aquarius, and they're kind of used to, they probably have a bit of dissociation. They're used to being separate, cut off. They're not comfortable putting themselves out there and being the center of attention. So their comfort zone will be a little bit of that loner, a little bit of that just outside, off center, but they're here to take center stage. And the universe will nudge and push, but it won't be comfortable. But if you knew that this will help you grow, then that's motivation to get off. It's kind of like eating healthfully.
Right.
You know, if I know that eating Twinkies is just going to make me sick and fat or whatever, then yeah, I'm motivated to deny myself the nice flavor, and I'm motivated to maybe eat more fresh greens. But like, knowing that you're doing that is going to help you, helps you get off out, it helps you get out of that rut, out of the stuckness. So that's the main advantage to the astrology coaching. It can look right at and say, this is where you're likely to get stuck. These are the traps you're likely to fall into. And these are the things that are likely to help you get out of it.
That's really cool. I think for a lot of people, it makes a little more sense than following, say, a self-help book that's going to just give you blanket advice. It's tailored towards you and what, you know, you're running up against based on the different planets, the different, you know, nodes and things of that nature. Now, what are nodes, by the way? I'm curious, like, what are the nodes of the moon? What does that mean?
Yeah, so that's actually, it kind of gets pretty technical. All the planets have nodes. I don't even want to get into the astronomy. That's more related to the astronomy of it. But okay, let's just agree that the planets have these things called the nodes, has to do with their path. And we're only interested in the nodes of the moon.
Okay.
Because when we're talking about things we carry in from past lives, what sticks is the emotional part of it. And the moon represents the emotions. So, yeah, I don't think it's worth getting into the astronomy of it.
Okay.
Yeah, but can I just jump in on something that you said before? Because this is really key. People will read health self-help books. They'll go to coaches, and so many people are helped by it. But then you always get the person who, this isn't helping me. This is stressing me out further. And again, it all comes down to astrology. Like take productivity. There's so many different books and systems out there to help you with your productivity. I have a problem with productivity, with organization and that sort of thing, time management. So I got all these books and I study them and I try them and I really do my best, but I would always consistently fail at implementing them. I could never quite do it. And for years, I thought it was me, a lack of self-discipline, a lack of willpower, and, you know, then all that negative self-talk. You know, if this were important to you, you would do it. And, you know, it really took me a while to realize, wait a minute. I've got Mars and Saturn and Mercury all in Pisces. These productivity schemes will never work for me. I need one that's focused on some, that's appropriate for someone who's got all this Piscean energy. And if you want to know what I mean by the Piscean energy, think of Pisces as the ocean. Have you ever gone for a jog in 2 feet of water? Not so easy, right? Sure. Everything, or 4 feet of water, every step you take is really hard. That's kind of what having my Mars in Pisces is for me. So, you know, when you know this, you can give someone the advice that's going to work for them, as opposed to make them feel inadequate because they can't fit their selves. I kind of talk about like the coaching glass slipper. Stop trying to squeeze your foot into someone else's glass slipper. You need to improve your life using the techniques that are best, most appropriate for you.
So I'm kind of visualizing this in terms of, okay, before you start on your self-health quest, you need to figure out where you are astrologically in terms of your karmic, in terms of the evolutionary, all of that. So you have like this pattern, then you can choose what books are going to help you. Then you can choose what practitioners are going to help you along the way to be able to get things aligned.
Exactly. And you don't have to. You can do this without an astrologer, right? By following your gut, trial and error. There are lots of different ways, but it's a lot faster if you just go, you know, understand your nature, your life's purpose, your karmic baggage, and then take it from there.
And it makes sense. It makes sense. And I think for me, the reason I really wanted to have you on the podcast for a lot of reasons, really, but really the main one is because a lot of people will end up having manifestations of illness when they're stuck, when they're not feeling good, when they're not on the path that they want. And so the body kind of screams back at them. And when I said I lost my mind for the first time when I was 29, has to do with my body screaming like, no, this is not, you know, the type of medicine pathway that we wanted, that not that we, but that the universe, let's put it that way, wanted me on. And I think now even at 42, now I've evolved a little bit more. And now my body's like, nope, now we need to switch to this because this is where you need to be going. And I think embracing that to an extent, and like you said, feeling what the body feels, notice when the body has a comment on certain things. Now with looking at evolutionary astrology, can you tell, or is there a way, and I'm, you know, excuse me for my ignorance, is there a way that it'll talk about in terms of illnesses that someone might have or manifestations that might show up for folks?
Absolutely. For starters, I would look at someone's sixth house. So each house, each pie slice of the chart, it just covers different aspects of your life. So health is in the sixth house. Of course, I could say health is in all 12 houses, right? But generally speaking, so if I had a client who has a lot of action or pressure on the sixth house, I will ask them, you know, do you have chronic health issues? Has health been an issue for you? That's first of all, I can see just by that if that's likely or not, because not everyone gets the information from their body through illness, right? For some people, it's through relationships. For other people, it's some other way. But yes, the different signs and planets have rulerships. I don't like that word, but it's the word they use over different body areas of the body. So here's just one easy example. I have a lot of mostly air energy in my chart, and Mercury is the ruler of my chart in three or four different ways, and it doesn't matter what, but Mercury is probably the most prominent planet in my chart, and Mercury rules the lungs, the respiratory system, and I have struggled with asthma for most of my life.
Interesting.
And interestingly enough, you know, searching alternative approaches to help with the asthma, because as we know, conventional medicine, all they can do is give you more medicine and more medicine and more medicine, and the medicine never makes you feel very good. So it took me a long time to finally find something that worked. But that's just, you know, one example where my chart, clearly anyone, any astrologer looking at my chart wouldn't be surprised to see that I had asthma.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting. So I can now go like, you would be a good asset to have along with the program for helping people to get, you know, get like the full benefit from health, wellness, mindset kind of thing. Because I think for a lot of us, I mean, I know just from having some people tell me who worked in astrology and say that, oh, you're more prone to strokes and you're more prone to disc issues and whatnot. And I'm like, oh, okay. Sure. You know, I'm going to work to prevent that. But I think it's more ingrained when you've got it the way you're presenting it versus, you know, looking at a piece of paper that says, oh, this person, you know, might be more this, might be more that. We kind of go, yeah, okay. But I think when we can tie it all together, now we've got a little bit more of a case for how we can work on preventative health.
Yeah, I that's one thing that I try to emphasize is that I'm not a traditional astrologer. I'm so far from being a traditional astrologer in what I do, because for me, it's not just that I do the evolutionary astrology, which is different, but I don't even go that in depth into the astrology. For me, it's about the coaching. It's like, okay, we see in the birth chart what your life curriculum is. We take a look at the current transits and progressions in the sky, how they're influencing your birth chart. We get to know what your curriculum is for the coming year. But that's almost the easy part. Now, what do we do about it? So that's where I draw on a lifetime of, you know, studying positive psychology. And because of my own health issues, I've spent much of my life studying alternative approaches to health as well. And it's just an energy healing and the role that energy and law of attraction play. So that's what I do with the coaching, is kind of bring it all together so that it suits your particular curriculum. So I guess what I was trying to say is, for me, astrology is just the starting point.
Sure. Sure. I can see how it would be. I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me, you know, in general, and especially now that you've shared a lot more for me to understand even more about things. It's like, wow, if you just have like the little roadmap, and then you've got like the spidey sense, let's put it that way, in terms of where to go mindset wise, where to go with folks in terms of health. I'm kind of going, I need to dive into this a little bit more too, to help folks on their pathway. I think the other part of it too, like you've already mentioned, is with the plan, we've got concrete stuff that we can work with. But also my curiosity now ties me into, would you be able to identify what therapies, modalities, you know, whether it's, I'm just going to throw out acupuncture versus trigger point injections. I don't know. That's what I do. So I have that in my head. Would we be able to tell from someone's chart what types of therapies, herbs versus supplements or something like that, that would be better suited for someone? Now, I know you're not a doctor and there's no medical advice. I'm going to put that disclaimer there. Yes. For you, but would we be able to kind of guide a little bit more in that direction?
To some extent, yes. For example, and I may not being limited to physical complaints, but if I see in the chart that the root has to do with relationships and power imbalances, then it may be more about relationship coaching. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I saw, like, let's say someone who had Aries South Node, and maybe some heavy duty Aries energy elsewhere in the chart, I might think that, okay, this person has a tendency to overdo it, to wear themselves out. They probably have adrenal fatigue. So what might be good for adrenal fatigue? Whereas that's not what I would go for with this woman who has chronic stomach aches, because the root is her relationship issues where she's not standing up for herself.
Nice. And then take it to the next level from there in terms of, okay, you're not standing up for yourself. Okay. Belly first, brain, and then kind of play it out that way. Because I can see a lot of tie-ins to what stress we bring upon ourselves and how we end up getting sick. And this just seems like just another way to kind of build upon that. So I would love to hear a little bit about your upcoming webinar and hear about the moons and how we tie in things to the moons. Cause a lot of ladies are going to think, oh, like my period and the moon cycles, you know, that's what's going to come to the head. Cause of course that's what happened to my little brain. So I was like, okay. And I have some friends that'll be like, oh, the moon energy is up. You need to do this, this, and this right now. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. So I want to figure out why I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. Yes. And what's going on? Is it related to this? You know, give us a scoop. I'm going to shut up now.
Okay. Now, great question. And there's the longer answer and the shorter answer. So the shorter answer is that, first of all, the moon represents our emotional connection to reality and to our lives. It's the emotional filter through which we experience life. And so in that sense, we are connected to the shifts and the phases of the moon as the moon changes signs. But because the moon moves so fast, we may not be as aware. So it's not a heavy, impactful thing, like when I was talking about the Saturn return or even the great conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter that comes every 20 years. Those are outer planets that are slow moving, so they really do impact us. The moon is quicker. So yeah, you could blink and then you miss the opportunity to leverage it. However, for those who are in tune with it, it's kind of like when you're in a river, whether you're rowing upstream or downstream. When you work with the energies, then it's going downstream. It's a lot easier. Does that mean you can't get to where you're going upstream? Of course you can, but you have to work a lot harder. So that's one advantage. The other thing is, the way I've kind of developed this approach to coaching with the moon, which I share in the webinar, is based on two aspects. One is how we can specifically leverage the energy of the moon phase to get greater insight, release limiting beliefs, course correct, right? That's like the content. But also we can use it as an accountability system. All right, what do I mean? So even people like me, who, you know, we know a lot about, and you as well, know about personal development. We know what we should be doing. Let's say you've had a great reading with an astrologer, a functional, you know, naturopath, and you got a whole bunch of information, but then you leave and life goes on, life's really busy, and you don't act on it, right? So even I get wonderful information. I look at the transits and progressions. I see what's coming up for myself this month, next month, this year. But life gets so busy, we don't act on it. So by coaching with the moon, I recommend using the four key moon phases, the new moon, the waxing quarter, the full moon, and the waning quarter, also as an accountability system. Once a week, you have, you know, refocus, realign to do your work, to align with your path, and to make sure that you're growing. The other thing is I integrate the work of Dietrich Pessin, who is a brilliant astrologer, who over the decades of her experience, she discovered that these four key lunar phases tend to repeat themselves in cycles. So for example, let's take the four phases, new, waxing quarter, full, waning quarter. So if the new moon is in, let's say, 12 degrees Libra, 9 months later, the waxing quarter will be around 12 degrees Libra. And 9 months later, the full moon will be around 12 degrees Libra. And then 9 months after that, the waning quarter will be in 12 degrees Libra. And she discovered this series, that's about 2.5 years altogether from new moon to new moon, where it's more or less in the same place in the sky. And she talked about how these make up stories in our lives that with the new moon being the new beginnings, going through to the full moon of where everything is revealed, and the waning moon where we do the harvest, learn our lessons before the next one. And it's been fascinating. I started doing the research on my own life, following these lunar phase families, she calls them. And it's really been a powerful way of doing some of that work for course correction. So you can integrate that into the four weekly moon phases. So if you think about it, each week, a different story thread in your life is being advanced. You know, that started 9 months, 18 months earlier. That was a little bit of a long-winded answer, but let me just summarize. In the webinar, I explain in better detail what coaching with the moon is like, how it can help you identify and release limiting beliefs, how it can help you align with your karmic purpose, and how it can help you keep you accountable to living up to your potential.
That's cool. I like it because I hear a lot about it. I just am like, you know.
Well, again, this is something I kind of put together on my own. You know, I took a little bit from Dietrich Pessin, a little bit from, you know, other branches. And I found something that, you know, when you mix it together, it becomes greater than the sum of its parts. And I'm really excited about it.
I think it's awesome. I'll definitely be joining in so I can understand why my friends send me these things. I'm sure they've got motives and they know me better than I know myself in this case. And so I think it's exciting to learn about this, but I think it's also that we need to reconnect ourselves a little bit more with the universe and with nature. And the moon is one of the best cycles that we can see, we can visualize, we can literally walk outside and connect with. And this is something that's a lot more it's a lot more tangible, if you will.
Yes.
As an aspect of how does all of this stuff fit together, and how can you use something that you see every single night to help you to move forward? I think it's excellent.
Exactly.
All right. So we're going to be posting that in terms of when it's coming out, all of the details, because you're going to give me those when you know what's going on. And we'll put that at drjkrausend.com. Deb, where else can folks find you? I know you've got the website, debperetz.com. So P-E-R-E-T-Z.com, guys. And then we've got a podcast that's being launched today is what I hear.
Yes. So just a brief intro. We talked about how you know, the glass slipper and getting your foot, you know, we need to personalize and individualize approaches to personal development. Well, as I was building my business, because I recently left my career in higher ed, which was really my karmic past, me being stuck in my karmic past, even as an astrologer, yeah, you know, the blind, to start this business as a life coach using astrology. So I noticed when I immersed myself in learning how to start and run a business, market a business, I was studying sales and I bought all these coaching programs and I followed them to the letter. And again, it's like, ooh, that feels icky. No, this just adds stress to my life. And then you discover, oh, this is what I've been looking for. Yes, she's right. So I realized, you know, not all marketing and business strategies are suited for all people, and astrology can help for that too. And also at that time, most of my clients had their own business or were starting their own business. So I realized astrology can help businesses as well. And I started developing my model of the astrology of business. So the podcast is called Planets and Profit, Business Astrology for Entrepreneurs. And it's similar to what we were talking about, just applying it to business and entrepreneurs. So I interview a different woman business owner each episode. And then I chime in and add a few astro insights, I call them, about how their birth chart impacts or illuminates aspects of their business.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Planetsandprofit.com, but also it'll be accessible from my website, debperetz.com.
Awesome. I'm vying to be in on the show. I want to hear all about what's going on with me. So guys, listen, you know, stay tuned. I will also put it in the show notes here too. So when I do link up with Deb and we do a podcast recording, it's released, I will put it up here too. So you guys can hear that, because I am an open book and would love for folks to hear all of the things about me and the drama.
I can't wait to see your chart.
It's going to be, like you said, I'm fiery. It's going to be on fire, I'm sure. It's going to be fun. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Well, Deb, thank you so much for coming on and taking the time today to share some great information for the Health Fix podcast listeners, because I think this is something that is overlooked. It's kind of pushed off as woo-woo, but I'm kind of embracing everything these days. And I think this is something that if we have a plan and we know kind of that background on us, that energetic, like why we stay in these different patterns, I think this can help folks to streamline the pathway to getting what they want in life.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a true pleasure.
All right, Deb. Well, I look forward to more entertainment for folks and telling folks what we can do with me and how I can get my stuff aligned. So folks, stay tuned. We'll be more with Deb, and you all have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Hey, Health Junkies. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. If you want to continue the conversation based on what topic I'm talking about at any given time on the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group, Find Your Health Fix. It's where we are talking about what's going on in health, what I'm talking about in the podcast, and I love to answer questions there. So come hang out and join the conversation. And by the way, right now I have a free Manage Your Stress Naturally course that you can grab on my website at drjkrausnd.com, because so many people are stressed out right now, and really it has to do with the basics, your routines and simple habits that are messing you up. So head on over to drjkrausnd.com and go check out my free course on managing stress naturally. All right, folks, have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.